the Michigan State men's basketball player who was recently arrested for possession of marijuana as well as driving while in possession of this marijuana. That in itself is not the story. The story is about an individual who is a key member of a multi-million dollar entity, which is a big, big deal. And Joe Rexroad from the Lansing State Journal is on the other end of our line. He broke this story yesterday. Joe, when I was emailing you yesterday, I emailed you, oh my goodness, where did this story come from?
Yeah, well, and, you know, it's a bit of a surprise after, you know, Derek Nix had such a good year. I mean, he's had some issues in the past in terms of, you know, being in Tommy's doghouse. But it looked like he had turned the corner, you know, and that's why I think it's so surprising. He, you know, had lost the weight, he kept the weight off. He really had a great junior year, and then, you know, he kind of stepped up and said, you know, I want to be a leader in this team. He's going to be the only senior next year, or he would be the only senior next year. And, you know, I think that's why it's probably so stunning for people over at the Berkowitz complex, because, you know, they just didn't think that something like this would happen. So, you know, obviously it's a critical mistake by Derek Nix, and now we're just going to see if Tom Izzo gives him a chance or not to stay on this team.
Have you had an opportunity to get reaction not only from Tom Izzo but Mark Hollis and perhaps Luana Simon?
I haven't, no. I've been trying to get, Luana Simon, I probably wouldn't do that. Mark Hollis at some point probably will. Tom Izzo, I have been trying, but I have not. He's not been willing to talk yet, and I don't think he's talked to anyone on the media side of things that I've seen. Anyway, he just released the one statement, and you know, I'm sure at some point here soon we will be able to you know, get more from him and see what he thinks about it. But I'm sure he's still steaming even today. You know, probably less than 24 hours after finding out about it.
Joe, Nix is suspended from the team, but because, as you mentioned, he has had challenges with Coach Izzo, his authority, listening to him, working on his weight. There was a time where he was away from the team for a short time and decided to get his act together. But because of that, that could influence whether Coach Izzo allows him to remain on a team, especially since drugs are involved, right or wrong.
Yeah, and, you know, and so this really isn't technically strike one. I mean, legally it is. You know, there's nothing else on his record, you know, that could find yesterday. And so this is the first legal issue. But like you said, I mean, he left him home from Maui. And even at the end of last year, it's kind of some strong words about Nix kind of saying, you know, you got to figure out what he wants to do here. And he was skeptical, I think, that he would be able to hack it and get it done. But Nix did. And, again, that's why this is so disappointing for Michigan State, because it just, you know, you hope that when players get to the junior, senior level, that they sort of reach a new level of maturity. So, yeah, I mean, the thing that we don't know exactly is exactly what all has Nix done in the past to, you know, to get himself in trouble. I know he said later after staying home from Maui that it was about classes, about missing classes. So, you know, again, there's been a lot of talk about how immature he used to be and about how mature he has become, but this kind of flies in the face of that.
We've been talking with Joe Rexroad from the Lansing State Journal. You can go to lsj.com and read Joe's story. Also follow his blog, Hey Joe, where he puts the latest information about Michigan State men's basketball and football on there. Joe, I know you're busy. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate you.
Okay, Tony. Good talking to you. Thanks.